back. WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. You know, in the old days, back when we did the live radio in the morning after Ravens games, I would call what we do here civic therapy. So in the aftermath of a hideous loss to the Miami Dolphins on Thursday night, we're going to bring in John Martin, the director of the Maryland Lottery and Gaming, not just to say that, you know, if you would have played the wrong way in the future with the 8.5 points and whatnot with the Ravens game, things probably wouldn't have felt so good on Friday morning, but we're letting ourselves play in lots of other ways around here. Of course, our Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. John, it took me a little while, and we wound up on this thing, but we've got like a whole schedule together. We're telling everybody to come on out. I'm a little afraid. I got my masks. You know, I've got my koozies from the Maryland Lottery, and I got my drinks and whatnot, but we're still trying to feel this post-plague thing out as we move indoor here a little bit. It's great to visit with you on Zoom. I know we thought we were going to get together at Silver Spring Mining or the Chop Tank, but at some point, I'm going to bring you out, and we're going to mask up or mask down, and hopefully it's after a Ravens victory, right?
No, I absolutely would look forward to that. We're in the same situation. You know, our retailers have been staunch advocates for us from day one of the pandemic because many of their businesses were emergency essential businesses, and convenience stores and gas stations, grocery stores were open. So I certainly get that whole public contact and making sure you've got 6 feet of distance and masks and all those things. We certainly advocate for all of those precautions, and we're looking forward to the day when we can sit down with you face to face and meet the fans.
Well, 'tis the season. It's Thanksgiving. You know, I have a very, you know, your folks at Nine Rooftops, I have a staunch, strict structure on the commercials. And they start with Ravens, and now they get holiday-ish. You know what I'm saying? And all the themes change. That's one thing about the lottery. I'm old school, right? So I'm, you know, the old wishbone and three-digit, and then four-digit was like, ooh, you know. Yeah. Then lotto, oh, we can win $1 million. Friend of mine from Dundalk actually hit the lotto for real, won the $1 million. It wasn't the $100 million, so... It was year changing, not necessarily life changing, you know, 30 years ago. But the I don't want to say exotic, but how many different ways there are, and the way you and your team sit up at night coming up with colorful ideas for ways to incent people to play and win and have a good time. But also, as we talk about, this money does great things in our community as we get together and talk about all sorts of political things as well. And I saw a new school get built on my ground last week.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's part of the challenge, right? I mean, people know the lottery is out there, but sometimes you have to remind them, and you have to do engaging ways to bring players in who may be casual or not regular players. For instance, right now we have multiple of player promotions going on. One I love is called Thanks Winning. Our Thanks Winning promotion. We do it typically in the beginning of November. It'll run through the holidays here in November.
Does that come with pumpkin pie? Thanks Winning?
You know, it could if you win one of the cash prizes. You could probably go get your own pumpkin pie. You could probably go to Wise Markets. Hey, here, I'm working for you, my investor.
Perfect.
Go there and get a pumpkin pie.
Don't forget our friends at Royal Farms, too, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's one of the fun parts. Well, the lottery's everywhere. You know, I'm out at Nick's Grandstand Grill here, and we're talking about the racing. And then next week, you know, I'm with the mayor, and I'll be talking to him about the horseshoe and things going on in the city. And
absolutely.
Like, the lottery is sort of, you know, over 50 years now. It's ubiquitous. If you're at a Ravens game, you're seeing people throw footballs. I mean, but I can say this. Last week, I went to Colgate Elementary School, brand new school, and Don and I sat down in Fadley's with a crab cake. I left the crab cake behind. I had one for the road, and I left Amy hit me. So nonetheless, and we were talking about schools and where money goes, and like, you know, that is part of the party, that, you know, that what's left behind here is good things come from this when you play. And I try to stand behind that because, you know, I go through fits with gambling and issues and people addictions, and I know we talk about all of these things. But there's a lot of fun things you guys do that maybe we don't talk about. Thanks Winning. Tell me about Thanks Winning, because you're making me hungry for some Wise pumpkin pie ice cream.
Well, you have the opportunity that when you purchase any draw game ticket, and for players who may not be familiar with lottery terminology, those are the tickets that come out of the terminal at or the vending machine, the self-service vending machine. They're not the scratch-off tickets. So any draw game ticket, you may be eligible for an instant win of $2 or $5, a cash voucher right then and there. Or you may win a $1 Snow Me the Money. See what we did there, Nestor?
I do.
The money, fast play ticket, where the top prize there is $1,000. So, you know, these are fun, engaging ways for players who may be a daily pick three or pick four player, or they buy a Mega Millions or Powerball every once in a while to have a little added benefit on the Thanks Winning promotion. But, you know, that's not all, because after Thanks Winning, there's this, or Thanksgiving, I should say, there's this whole Christmas holiday thing in December. So our holiday tickets are out in the marketplace, Nestor, and people can enter non-winning tickets into a second chance drawing for cash prizes. Nothing spends better around the holidays than cash. So we will have a series of 12 weekly winners, $2,500. Five lucky people will be drawn at random for $2,500 cash prizes over the next 12 weeks. And the grand finale, five $25,000 winners will culminate in our holiday cash second chance promotion. And of course, we have our Ravens second chance promotions. And both the second chance for Ravens as well as the holiday ticket promotions, get those entries in by Monday, November 15th. And we'll have drawings on Tuesday, November 16th. And then maybe next week when we chat, we can talk about who those lucky winners were. Maybe it will be one of your listeners.
You know, when I would have one of your predecessors, you know, Buddy Rugo, who I know there's a room there to honor, he used to come and sit in my studio back whenever the pot went to 100 million, and he would come out and bring the marketing gal, and we would talk and do our thing, and we would dream a little bit. You just said 25 grand, right? Like, you just said, you know, 25 grand. I'm thinking, what would I do with 25 grand right now? And I'm thinking, here's what, being shut down for 2 years now, going on 2 years. I'm going to Chicago next week. It won't take 25 grand in pizza. It'll take like 18 bucks at Pequod's, a beer, you know, a train ticket. I'm good. Take the L. So I'm going to Chicago for the game. But 25 grand for me, I have friends who flew to the Maldives this week. I have my dear friend Edie Brown. Everyone knows Edie from the Baltimore Arena. Edie and her husband, I mean, Edie's over 60, let me just say. I want to be kind to Edie. Edie's in Hawaii again, putting pictures up. My childhood friend Lisa Bocklage is in Hawaii right now. And I'm thinking to myself, if I had 25 and I just was going to, like, it wouldn't be a boat. It wouldn't be, you know, a wing on my house. It wouldn't be any of that. I would do like a beachy thing, because I missed that on this Miami thing this week, which really felt good around 11 o'clock on Thursday night. And I'm talking to a guy from Ohio, so I'm going to get no sympathy from you. But at this point, you know, I missed that on the Miami thing. If I hit it big right now, I'd go large in like Maldives. I would dive in that direction.
Well, you know what? And that's the beauty of it. And that's why people play the lottery. Each and every person has their own vision of what they would do and what that dream for them is. And I would encourage your listeners to visit our website at mdlottery.com and actually see stories from winners and get a peek behind the scenes as their dreams. You know, we have people who win daily. And it's great to have them share their stories. Maybe it's to invest in their children's education for college funds. Maybe it's to put an addition on their house. Maybe it is to take that vacation that they haven't been able to take over the last 18 months. So these are all opportunities for people to dream a little bit. You know, you play within your means, make sure that your normal expenses are covered, but for an entertainment, for some discretionary fun, you know, put a couple bucks on a lottery ticket and allow yourself to dream a little bit.
Well, I saw the Springsteen live, the anniversary of that one came out. And the first time I saw Springsteen was when I won a lottery ticket. 936 was my lucky number, just so you know, because 36 is my baseball jersey back in the day. John Martin is here from the Maryland Lottery and Gaming. He is the director of all things. We're going to be directing our Maryland Crab Cake Tour with our mayor on Wednesday at Coco's. Senator Cory McCray is stopping by. My dear friend Mike Resigliano, sports cartoonist, lives in Lauraville. Coco's is his neighborhood joint. I think Marcella's going to be hanging out. And our friends from Coppin State are coming over as well. We're going to talk about the Coppin State basketball schedule. And, of course, we are the flagship of Coppin State and the Mighty Eagles as we get this thing going. All right, look, last week we began, and I think we stuck to it. We didn't talk scratch-offs or much of anything about where we are with casinos and getting in and Give me a little bit of a encapsulation of as we head into Thanksgiving, as people would have wanted to sit in any number of casinos and lay 8.5 on the Ravens to go down and make crazy, and probably would have lost that bet on Thursday night. Give me a little lowdown on the next 30, 60, 90 days. And I, by the way, I'm making my Super Bowl plans, and in LA, we don't know, you know, John, I might be wearing this 12 hours a day in the Los Angeles Convention Center. Yeah. I don't know, yeah. But I'm trying to make these plans, and everything's kind of up in the air. Super Bowl Sunday, if you're going to Live, Horseshoe, Hollywood, any of these places where people go that you would expect that Vegas vibe of not just shooting some dice, playing some, right, some blackjack, pulling some handles, doing things people love to do, eating some delicious dumplings in my case, which is what I love to do. You think you're going to get action on the now heavily favored Los Angeles Rams to be hosting at SoFi Stadium?
Yeah. There's a lot going on there. First of all, you're welcome to all those players who were not able to lay the 8.5. Saved them a couple shekels on that at the game. I wish I had better news, and unfortunately, I'm not optimistic that anything's going to happen favorably on this front in the rest of 2021. And so now we're looking at how soon in 2022 can this happen, and will it in fact happen in time to make those Super Bowl wagers? Of course, the first weekend in February, a lot has still got to happen. And it's unfortunate because I feel the frustration from the Marylanders and the people who voted for it, people who even didn't vote for it, but now are jazzed and want to be able to participate.
Yeah, I heard the governor was up in arms too. You know, everybody's sort of like, all right, it's been a year and you are in front of it and trying to explain it to people. And I hear you in various formats, and I've heard your enthusiasm at various times, and I'm sensing, you know, John's not as enthusiastic as maybe he was 60 days, you know, but it's not, this isn't you making this decision. You're just out in front of it, literally, right?
Yeah, and that's a big part of it. But you know what? From the people who are listening to you, or people who read the trade journals and are interested and want to make those sports wagers, they really don't care about that. They care that they're not able to do it, and I understand that, and I share their frustration. Unfortunately, we have to coordinate our efforts with another independent agency called SWARC, Sports Wagering Application Review Commission, and quite candidly, we haven't been able to get our choreography together. We haven't been able to work together as we should, and that's unfortunate, because I don't see that happening, unfortunately, anytime soon.
If a person like me says, like, look, I just want to go over to the prime rib, get it, you know, whatever. What's the holdup? You know what I mean? What? Why is this not happening?
Yeah. The short answer to that, Nestor, is that we still have to get coordination between the SWARC and Maryland Lottery and Gaming on the interpretation of what's in the law and how to best meet those needs short term, as well as long term. Because longer term, I mean, right now, short term, we're talking about brick and mortar locations. Where can you go physically to make that purchase? Longer term, we're talking about mobile, phone, Apple apps. You know, we're talking about a whole different world that is the reality of sports wagering in most jurisdictions around the country. You know, 90%, nearly 90% of sports wagers is done on the phone. So we're still talking about a part of the business that is relatively small. The brick and mortar retail locations is a relatively small.
For an old guy like me, that's the way I want to do it, right? Yeah, I want to go. Yeah. I want to at halftime go play some cards. You know, I want to have that vibe. I want to be in a casino. I mean, I love Vegas. Yeah, you know, full on for 30 years. I love the sound of all of that and the action of that. And that's why these places were built here. So we're not going to Vegas, right? So the money's staying here. So we're building Colgate Elementary with it eventually.
And that's, I think, the concern you hear in Governor Hogan's voice too, is that, by now we should be on board, and revenue that is leaving the state every week, either to other jurisdictions or continuing to use the black market, if you will, for sports wagering, it's not finding its way into state coffers for public works programs, for education, for the Maryland blueprint for the future. I mean, all the things that are earmarked as beneficiaries downstream.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to say, well, I want to go play and bet on a game or whatever. It's a whole different thing to say, we're losing revenue here. We're, you know, this is opportunity cost. And if you're sitting at the top of it, you don't want this going to Delaware, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, black market, wherever it is. Let's get this thing on board. So there, we've set it up. There's this, and for all the casinos that have built and put people there, it is a draw to come down earlier on a Sunday if I'm going to see a show at MGM. And I've been to all these places. You know, I like these places. And I'm not sure that I'd like it more with sports wagering, but I know there'd be more people there. I know there'd be more action. I know they'd sell more beer and food. And And so Super Bowl is a target. Football's the whole thing, right? I mean, no offense to March Madness or anything else that people could wager on, because you'll be able to get in there and bet on Wimbledon, right?
Right. I mean, clearly we have done a disservice. We have missed the mark if on February 6th, we come out and say, here we are, and say, well, great. You know, we're cleaning up the confetti from the Super Bowl parties, and it doesn't help us. You're right. March Madness will be the next thing. You know, no disrespect to Major League Baseball, but because of the length of the season and you know, it really doesn't amp up until it's just playoffs and World Series.
Just on a 24-hour basis, I've been to Vegas, April, May, June, July. It's ornamental. It's there. The racing's there. You know, like there's other things that can bring you in that you, if you wager, you have a good time. But it's not the same as a Saturday and a Sunday in football season. There's just no way.
The voters last November in 2020 didn't vote to not be able to participate this football season. You know, there was nowhere in the referendum to say, oh, by the way, available after the Super Bowl. You know, so it's hurtful for a lot of people who had different expectations. I'm optimistic we will eventually find that choreography, as I talked about. We will work with the SWARC. We have to. We have a lot at stake over the next several years. It's just, you know, getting that started, getting the momentum.
And doing it right.
Do it right. Absolutely. Do it right.
John Martin is here. He is the director of the Maryland Lottery and Gaming. Let yourself play. We're getting out. We're doing the Crab Cake Tour. We're going to be visiting all over the community. So I got here's the list, all right? So Friday, Nick's Grandstand Grill and Timonium. Wednesday, the 17th, with Brandon Scott. We've got Corey McRae. We've got our friends from Cop, and that's going to be over at Coco's in Lauraville. Then we go Black Friday. We're going up to Abingdon the day after Thanksgiving, leftover pumpkin pie with our friends at Conrad's, and that's going to be an amazing story because they literally are out on the bay. They're a crabbing family. I've heard all about them. I've never met them. I've never had the crab cake, but I have had the crabs. We'll be in Abingdon. That's Black Friday. Week after that, I believe it's December 3rd. I get the date right. Pappas in Cockeysville. That'll make my friend Leonard Raskin very happy. That's his crab cake. He'll be there with us. He'll be at Nick's as well this week. And then we're putting the holidays together. We'll be at the Beaumont kicking off the 30th anniversary of my radio career, which is actually December 13th, but it's a Monday night. We're going to start celebrating on Thursday because it's 30 years. Why not celebrate all month long? The Beaumont's on Thursday night, the 9th, and then we're setting up some appearances at Costas, our friends at Roost Chris, our friends at Nacho Mama's throughout the holidays, and celebrating and eating some crab cakes, but no stone crab in the aftermath of what those Dolphins did to us down in Miami Gardens on Thursday night. John, rest up. I hope to get you out for a real crab cake at some point here in the next couple weeks, all right?
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. And I will leave you with this, and maybe you and Luke have already talked about it, Nestor. What are the prospects that the AFC North champion, whoever they may be, is 9-8?
Wow, that's weird. You know, that's really weird. The other part of this that's weird is the loss to the Dolphins, conference loss now, right? So that's really a little weird where the Ravens have already lost to the Bengals, and they have the Browns and the Steelers. The meat of the schedule, the Rams are ramping up now with Odell Beckham and with Von Miller. So we get a lot of sports. I still talk sports here, John. A lot of the time, I swear I do.
You know what? And I'm sure there are people who can give you exact statistics, but the Ravens, after the Chicago week, have to have arguably the most deadly final seven games of the season, five AFC North games, plus the Rams and the Packers. Wow.
That's why 7-2 smell better than 6-3, you know, for me at least. John Martin is here. He's the director of the Maryland Lottery and Gaming. Let yourself play. I got my mask up. I'm all ready to move the crab cakes around, move the sports radio around, move the pumpkin pie around. It's all good. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.